由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
I am so glad you tuned in to listen to this program.
非常之高兴呢，你能够系收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》。
And I hope that God is using this series of messages to encourage you along the way.
我盼望呢，神使用呢一个系列嘅信息嚟去鼓励你。
I want to talk to you about something that I have noticed from my travels around the world.
我想呢，系同你讲讲，当我呢，系环游世界旅行嘅时候呢，所观察到嘅一啲现象。
Especially in the last few years.
特别呢，喺近年呢几年嚟呢。
I have noticed that people make promises so easily and break them so easily.
我发觉呢，啲人呢，系好轻易呢，就许下一啲诺言，但系呢，却系唔遵守嘅。
In days gone by, people thought hard and long before they made a promise.
以前的人呢，不是这样的，他们答应一件事之前呢，总是呢，经过很慎重的考虑才答应的。
Why?
为什么他们会是这样的呢？
Because they intended to keep these promises.
因为这些人呢，都会是实践他们的诺言，他们呢，是言出必行的。
Even at a personal sacrifice.
甚至呢，是肯为他们的诺言呢，是去作出牺牲，是付上代价。
There was a time when a man's promise was his bond.
以前的人呢，他们受自己的诺言呢，是约束住。
Somehow today, we make fleeting promises and then tomorrow we say, well, I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it.
时至今日，我们呢，很随意就去许下一些诺言，但是过了两日或者第二日呢，就会呢，是食言了。
And we think we can get away with this.
以为呢，不需要再为那些的后果呢，是去负责的了。
Well, I thank God that when he makes promise, he does not make frivolous promises that he does not keep.
我很感谢神，因为我们的神呢，他是从来都不会开空头支票的。
God always keeps his promises.
神呢，是一向都会信守诺言的。
He has privileged me to experience him in the past 30-some years enough to know how faithful he is in keeping his promises.
在过去三十几年里面，我有幸是经历神是怎样去信实的去遵守他的诺言。
I know that his word tells me that, and I believe it.
我知道，因为神的话，神的话语是怎样去讲，我就怎样去信。
But I have experienced and walked with him long enough to know that he is a faithful God.
我多年呢，是同神一起去同行，亲身的经历到他的而且确呢，是信实可靠的神。
There is one thing that God cannot do, and that is not keep his promise.
有一件事呢，神是不会做的，就是他是不会食言的。
His promises might not be fulfilled the way you want it or when you want it, but he always keeps his promises.
他的应许可能不是按照你的方式和你要求的时间来去实现，但是他是一定会成就他的应许的。
Will you open the word of God, please, to 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning at verse 41?
请你翻开旧约圣经列王纪上18章，由41节开始，是旧约的圣经列王纪上18章的41节。
Here we will see Elijah clinging to the promises of God.
以利亚在这里呢，是抓住神的应许。
Someone said that he was kneeling on the promises of God.
有人说呢，以利亚是跪在神的应许上面的。
Now before I get to the text, I want to tell you first that some of God's promises are conditional.
在我讲这段经文之前呢，让我先提一提，有时神的应许呢，是有先决条件的。
What do I mean by that?
我的意思呢，是这样讲。
They depend on us to do something before they are answered.
呢啲嘅应许系咪能够实现，系在乎我哋有冇做到我哋应该做嘅。
Other promises are unconditional.
有啲应许咧就系无条件嘅。
Secondly,
另一点，第二点我要去讲嘅咧。
Some of God's promises are personal.
有啲应许咧系针对个人嘅。
They are limited to one person at a given time.
在一个特定的时期呢，只是对某一个人是有效的。
Other promises are for all believers all the time.
有些应许呢，则是呢，是对普遍的，所有的信徒呢，都是有效的。
Now let me remind you what happened immediately after that magnificent event of God's intervention and sending a fire from heaven on Mount Carmel.
嗱，让我哋而家再睇一睇喺加密山上神咧降下天火，彰显大能嘅呢一件奇妙嘅事件啊！喺呢件事件之后啊，所发生嘅事啊。
Remember，
让我哋咧记住。
The fire supernaturally licked up everything within sight.
这个天火呢，是烧尽了一切的。
Now you will notice in 1 Kings 18:41,
你留意在列王纪上的18:41节那里，
that Elijah tells King Ahab to get home quickly because rain is in the forecast.
以利亚对阿哈王说，快点回家，就快要落雨了。
Oh, this is a magnificent picture.
啊，这个真是一个呢，很伟大的一幕来的。
If I were to translate it literally, it might not make sense.
如果要我直译这一段的原文呢，听起来好像不是很讲得通哦。
Because it says,
因为呢，那段原文的意思直译呢，是这样解的。
I hear the feet of rain approaching.
他说，我听见雨水的脚步声了。
Did he hear it by faith or did he hear it literally?
究竟以利亚是凭信心去听见呢，定是他真的听得见呢？
It really doesn't matter.
其实呢，两者是并没有分别的。
Ahab went down to eat and drink.
阿哈王就去吃饭了。
But where did the man of God go?
但是神人以利亚去了哪一道呢？
Oh, he went back to Mount Carmel to kneel on the promises of God.
他呢就是回到去加密山，跪在神的应许上面。
He went up to pray.
他去祈祷。
Please listen to what I'm going to tell you very carefully.
请你仔细听我讲啊。
The promises of God plus prayer equal the fulfillment of the promises of God.
神的应许加上人的祷告就是应许的实现了。我再讲一次，神的应许加上人的祷告就是应许的实现了。
Let me put it another way.
换句话来讲，
Prayer plus promise equal God's provision.
祷告加上应许就等于神的供应了。我再讲一次，祷告加上应许就等于神的供应了。
Let me put it another way.
我们再换一句说话来讲。
Keeping the condition of the conditional promises of God plus trusting that God will fulfill them equal the intervention and fulfillment of God's promises.
遵守了神应许里面的条件，加上信靠神呢，就等于应许的实现了。我再重复，遵守了神应许的条件，加上信靠神就等于应许的实现了。
The promises of God are certain.
神的应许是确定的。
But they do not always mature in 90 days.
但是并不是说一定要在90日之后就兑现。
I often said that when God makes a promise,
我时时都说当神是作出了一个应许，
and faith believes it,
我们呢就要是凭着信心去相信。
And hope anticipates it.
我们呢要去盼望。
And patience quietly awaits it.
我们要忍耐，要很耐心地去等候。
It will happen.
咁呢个应许咧就一定会成就嘅。
Now I want to make a confession to you。
嗱，而家咧让我咧系好老实咁同你讲。
I trust in the promises of God。
我咧系相信神嘅应许嘅。
I believe the word of God。
我系相信神嘅话语嘅。
And even when it comes to hope anticipating it, it's a little harder, but I still go along with that.
虽然呢是不容易做到，但是呢我仍然愿意抱住盼望。
But I have the hardest time with the last one.
但是最难做到的呢就是最后一行了。
Patience quietly awaits it.
亦即是呢要很有耐性地去等候。
I am not very patient by nature.
我呢其实不是一个很有耐性的人来的。
I want things to happen quickly.
我呢是喜欢呢是速战速决的。
Let's look back at Elijah.
让我们回来看以利亚。
What kind of promise did God make Elijah regarding the rain?
神答应以利亚会落雨，这个究竟是哪一种的应许呢？
It was a conditional promise.
是一个呢是有条件的应许来的。
When Elijah was in Zarephath with the widow, God said to him,
当以利亚还是在撒勒法那个的寡妇屋企里面，神对他说，
Go and present yourself to Ahab and I will send the rain.
他说你去，使亚哈得见你，我就要降雨在地上。
That was the condition for rain.
这个呢就是神降下雨水的条件了。
Here's what God was saying.
神的意思呢其实是这样说的。
If you will do that, I will send rain.
如果你肯咁样做，即系话如果你去见阿哈嘅话咧，我就会降下雨水啦。
Remember, it had not rained for 3.5 years.
请你唔好忘记，当时咧已经有3.5年咁耐咧系冇落过雨嘅啦。
But Elijah's obedience was the condition for the fulfillment of God's promise.
但系以利亚对神嘅信服，就是神应许的实现这个的先决条件了。
There are so many promises in the scripture that are conditional promises.
在圣经里面有很多的应许呢都是有条件的应许来的。
Many Christians tend to confuse these two types of promises.
很多基督徒呢都不能够区分有条件和没有条件的应许。
And they end up frustrated simply because they have not understood the biblical principle here.
以致呢他们是觉得很气馁，因为他们不明白圣经的原则究竟是怎样的。
They did not understand how God works.
他们实在是不明白神究竟是怎样去动工，神是怎样去做他的事的呢？
Many Christians today love to claim the promises of God.
今时今日呢，很多基督徒呢都乐意呢是得到神的应许。
But they want to escape the conditions of these promises.
但是他们同时呢很想去逃避这些应许所附带的条件。
However, God must be true to his word.
但是神讲说话呢是会算数的。
God is the one who sets these things in motion.
这些呢是神定下来的规矩来的。
He is not going to change them.
他是不会更改这些规矩的。
The Bible says that you sow and you reap.
圣经说你种什么就收什么。
Write these verses down.
请你呢用笔去记低以下这些经文。
2 Corinthians 9:6.
在哥林多后书的9:6。哥林多后书9:6。
The book of Hosea, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13.
何西亚书的10:12-13，是何西亚书的10:12-13。
And in Luke 6:38, the Bible says,
在路加福音的6:38，路加福音6:38那里，圣经说，
Give and it will be given to you.
那里说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的。
There is a period of waiting between the time you sow the seed and the time you reap the harvest.
在撒种和收割之间呢，是有一段等候的时期的。
I have never seen a farmer digging up the seed to see how it's doing.
我从来呢，都没有见过一个的农夫去将那些种子是挖翻出来，看看呢，它是究竟，生成怎样的。
He has to wait.
他是一定要去等候。
There is a time for waiting.
是有一段呢，等候的时期的。
Even so, he may get some setbacks in his harvest.
有时呢，就算他是等了，收成的时候呢，仍然可能呢，是收不到他所预期的情况。
But God's laws of sowing and reaping always work.
神的定律呢，就是撒种的是一定有收成的。
The kind of things that you sow, you will reap.
你种什么就收什么。
I have never seen a farmer who sowed cotton and reaped wheat or corn.
我从来咧系冇见过一个嘅农夫咧系种棉花，但系咧结果系得到大麦或者咧系得到呢个嘅粟米。正如咧，我冇见过农夫咧系种瓜得豆嘅。
If you sow wheat, you get wheat.
如果你系种大麦嘅，你就会得到大麦。
If you sow cotton, you get cotton.
如果你是种棉花的，你就会得到棉花，就好像中国人所说的，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆了。
This picking and choosing goes something like this.
但是人呢，就很喜欢呢，是任意的去挑选。
People say,
他们呢，会是这样说的。
I will believe this part about God, but not this part.
我只是相信神这一部分的真理，但是呢，就不信那一部分。
I will live by this part, but I will not live by that part.
我呢，是遵行这一部分的真理，但是呢，就不遵行那一部分的真理。
This is what I call cafeteria Christianity.
这个呢，我就会是称之为是自助餐式的基督徒来的。
Pick and choose.
他们呢是很喜欢呢是任意的随自己喜欢的去挑选。
They want this passage and that passage from the Bible, but they don't want other passages.
他们呢是只是接受圣经里面部分的经文，但是呢却是不愿意去接受其他的部分。
But God's word is one word.
但是神的话语是很完整，是很整全的，它并不是可以分割开变成很多不同的部分任得你去选的。
In fact, when I was thinking about this, how people pick and choose, I thought about the three little sisters who had just returned from a wedding.
当讲起这些人呢，对神的真理是很喜欢任意去挑选的时候呢，我就会想起一个的故事，就是有三姊妹呢，是参加了一个的婚礼之后。
And they decided to play their own game of wedding.
那这个三个的小女呢，她们就决定呢，是玩一个婚礼的游戏。
Each little girl had a role to play.
每一个嘅细路女咧，都系咧可以系去扮演一个嘅角色嘅。
One was a bride，
咁其中一个咧就扮演新娘嘅角色。
One was a groom，
另一个咧就扮演新郎嘅角色。
The other was a minister，
仲有一个咧就系扮演牧师嘅角色嘅。
As the game began，
咁当呢个游戏咧系开始嘅时候咧。
Bride and groom stood next to each other, and the minister asked the question.
咁新郎同新娘咧就并排咁样企喺度，而嗰个做牧师嘅细路女咧就问啦
：Do you take this man for richer or for poorer？
佢话无论贫富，你系咪都愿意嫁俾佢嘅咧
？The little bride replied.
咁呢一个小新娘，呢一个扮演新娘嘅细路女咧就回答话啦
：For richer.
我是只是会当他是有钱的时候才嫁给他的。
Now, we as adults do some things like that.
其实我们成年人呢都会是这样的。
We want to pick and choose.
我们很喜欢呢是任意去挑选。
We want to believe that part, but we don't want to believe the other parts.
我们相信这一部分的真理，但是呢却是不愿意去相信另一部分。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a conditional promise.
箴言三章五至到六节咧，就系一个带住条件嘅应许。
If you commit your ways to the Lord,
如果你肯将人生嘅道路交喺主嘅手里边
，He will bring it to pass.
佢一定会带领你走过。
But if you want to pilot your own ship your way,
但系如果你只系靠自己导航、自作主张嘅话咧
，And then when you are in trouble, cry out to God to bless your plans.
当你遇到困难的时候先至呼求神让你呢是一帆风顺。
You have violated the condition of the promise and therefore the fulfillment of it.
你已经呢是违反了这个应许的条件了，那你怎能够令到应许成就呢？
If you have violated the condition of the promise,
如果你是违反了这个应许的条件，
You should not expect the fulfillment of it.
你就不应该期待应许呢会实现了。
First John 1:9,
约翰一书嘅一章九节
，is used by some of those carnal Christians.
有啲属肉体嘅基督徒咧，系时时都引用呢段嘅约翰一书一章九节嘅。
When they get themselves into sin, they just say, "We'll dial First John 1:9."
当佢哋系犯罪跌倒嘅时候，就翻开约翰一书一章九节。
If we confess our sins,
我哋如果认自己嘅罪。
That is a condition.
这个呢是先决的条件。
Then he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的，他一定要赦免我们的罪。
This is the fulfillment of the promise.
这个呢就是应许的实现了。
Carnal Christians just want to live any which way they want, and then use this text to please themselves.
那些属肉体的基督徒，他们任意妄为，他是用这一节的经文来去安慰自己。
And their confession is only a lip confession.
他们的认罪只是口头上的认罪。
Lip confession without determination to change is a cheap repentance and does not obligate God to forgive you.
只是口头认罪而不能够决心去改变自己的行为。这个呢不是真正的悔改，神呢是不会赦免的。
Confession must include the decision to forsake sin.
真正的认罪是包括下定决心离开罪恶。
Some of God's promises are not only conditional.
神有些应许呢不单只是有先决条件。
Some of them are also personal.
有些应许呢还是专给某一个人的。
There are personal promises and universal promises.
有俾个人嘅应许，亦都有俾普遍人嘅应许。
This promise to Elijah was a personal promise made specifically to one person at a definite time.
以利亚所得到嘅应许系喺一段特定嘅时间里边特别俾一个人嘅。
You get into trouble when you make personal promises to be universal promises.
如果我们不懂得分辨属于个别人那个的应许，定是属于普遍人的应许，那么我们就会惹上麻烦了。
For example,
举个例来讲，
In Mark 16:16,
在马可福音的16章16节，
Jesus made a personal promise to the disciples for a definite time.
这个呢是耶稣在一段特定的时间里面单单给他的门徒的应许来的。
The promise found in Mark 16, 17 and 18.
这个应许呢记载在马可福音16章17至18节。
It is to do with treading on vipers and drinking poison.
是关于呢手能够拿着蛇以及呢是饮毒物的。
That was a personal promise for a period of time.
这个应许呢是很个别的，是有时间性的。
Anyone who would take a personal promise and make it a universal promise will tempt God.
如果我们以一些很个别的应许是当作具有普遍性的应许，那这个就是在这里试探神了。
Many Christians get into trouble because of that.
很多基督徒都因为这样做而惹上麻烦的。
We often think that we have to spend hours in prayer convincing God to bless what we are trying to accomplish.
我哋时时以为一定要花好长嘅时间去祈祷嚟说服神赐福俾我哋，使我哋咧能够达成心愿。
Instead, we should be spending hours in prayer for God to reveal His purpose to us.
其实咧，我哋应该恒久咁样去祷告，求神向我哋显明佢嘅心意。
I can tell you from personal experience the following.
我可以咧系分享我自己嘅经历俾你听。
Whenever you bring your efforts into alignment with God's purpose for your life, you will be blessed.
每当你是尽力去跟从神对你生命的计划的时候，你是一定会蒙神赐福的。
And Elijah understood that whenever you align obedience to God with God's promises, God will answer.
以利亚呢，他就体会到，只要你肯信服神的计划，咁神嘅应许咧系一定会实现嘅。
Whenever you fulfill the condition of the promises, you can safely claim the promise, and the promise will be fulfilled.
每当你系遵守咗应许嘅先决条件，咁你咧就可以确保呢个应许咧系一定会成就嘅。
God cannot lie.
神系绝对唔会讲大话嘅。
He cannot deny himself.
佢唔会出尔反尔。
If you are spending many a night on the side of your bed instead of sleeping in it,
如果你喺夜晚系瞓唔着觉，硬系咧跪喺床边去祈祷
，asking God for what you want,
求神咧系让你心想事成嘅话
，save your time and energy and begin to ask Him what He wants you to do.
咁你倒不如咧系悭翻啲时间，悭翻啲力，求神去话俾你听。佢对你嘅旨意究竟系乜嘢
？Will you do that with me tonight？
今日就同我一齐咁样做啦。
Will you pray that God will reveal to you what He wants you to do？
你愿唔愿意祈求神显明佢对你嘅旨意咧
？Our Heavenly Father，
如果你愿意嘅话咧，请你同我一齐咁样去祈祷。我哋喺天上嘅父
，We thank you for your promises。
感谢你俾我哋嘅应许。
Teach us to distinguish between conditional promises and universal promises.
求你教导我哋去懂得点样去区分嗰啲有条件嘅应许，同埋嗰啲咧系普遍性嘅应许。
And give us the power to live up to those conditions.
求你赐力量俾我哋，能够活喺你嘅应许里边。
So that we may bring glory to your name.
使你嘅名咧系得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈祷
Amen
阿们好了这一集的天路导向来到这里我们下集再会